gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up.
It is December 17th on a Sunday at 1:15 p.m. I am your host, Mr. Chupon, and this is the TryGames.net podcast. And, yes, and flatulence. We have a full crew today for the first time in years. To my right, I have Antipode Al. To my left, I have Ethan.
What up?
And somewhere over in the bathroom is Tony.
You gotta have it! Needs to have it! Lots of blubbers! You need to!
Talk to him immediately.
Yes, that was awesome.
Where is it?
And we are at episode 30. We've reached 30. This podcast is now older than me.
Try to catch your button, 30.
And about as old as...
I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm giving my wife flip. You what? Domestic dispute.
Why?
Someone call the cops.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go ass much.
Punch your wife in the face.
Let's dive right into it and see what people have been playing for this week.
Splish.
You've been playing Splish?
Splish.
You've been playing Splish. Okay, Ethan, Splish. What have you been playing since you never play anything?
I played shit. Operation.
Finally, Operation.
Operation. Tony, what'd you play?
No, I did. I'm serious.
He played
Trauma Center.
I did. I played Trauma Center.
Oh, you got Trauma Center. You actually bought it. You played. How do you like it?
It's great, except the storyline.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Is so stupid that it's kind of funny for the first like 5 missions, and then it's kind of like I cannot believe they actually included this in the game. One part of the game is seriously a discussion on why people like why assisted suicide is wrong.
What?
And it's done in such a basic 4-year-old way that I seriously lost control of my colon while I was watching it. It was really, really, really bad.
So your couch is brown.
My couch is totally brown. I mean, it was brown before, but now it's just covered
in this girl.
Diarrhea.
I'm a doctor because I want to help people. Helping people is important.
Yeah, I mean, really bad. There's one mission, I swear to you. He goes.
Styles, use your special touch.
He goes to give a speech, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of doctors in the hall where he's giving the speech, and all of a sudden,
oh my God,
like,
there's a bomb.
Yeah, all the way, exactly. There's a bomb. Are you fucking kidding me? And he's using medical instruments to disarm a bomb.
Hey, this is the future.
Hey, it's triage.
Where antibiotic cream can cool down the heat sensors on a bomb.
That is one fucked up future.
Use a bone saw on it.
There are a couple minor problems with the control scheme where, like, when you move the, for the paddles, moving them in and out, it doesn't handle, movements towards and away from the TV. Everything else it does really, really well. But those, it's not quite right.
Oh,
that sucks. But it's good. It's a fun game. But the holy shit. The story in the anime is just.
It's
like,
so Japanese.
It's way, it's too
Moneyball?
Japanese.
Did you try that?
We'll get used to it.
No,
the best
yet.
Games are stupid like that, so.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Is that it? Just Operation?
That's all I played is Operation.
Operation!
Well, he's the doctor.
Let's
it was
see.
Good.
Al, Tony, you want to fight over who's next?
It would probably be me. So, I've been playing Toilet Paper.
You've been, what?
Twilight Princess. I played Twilight Princess. And I'm now 13-something hours into it at the third spirit, if people know where that is.
Such as me who doesn't, so be careful.
Well, that's why I said something very generic, like third spirit. And, still enjoying it, still great, still very, 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 what's the word? It takes you back to Ocarina of Time. Mm-hmm. And... a lot of references to that game, which is good. And I've been playing Wii Sports, of course. I've been doing Wii Fitness. And it sucks because the first day I got 31 as my age. Then I got 24. Then I got 35. And now it's like 41. Because they gave me golf as one of the games. I'm like, I can't do this shit.
You're old.
I think I played some Monkey Ball, but I can't remember.
So what did you think of Monkey Ball?
I like it. Party games are cool, and single player is... Well, I wasn't too big on single player Monkey Ball, but I like the way it's controlled. I should play it more, but I don't.
I hear you. I heard some mixed reviews of Monkey Ball.
Yeah, it all depends on the person playing it, really.
Yeah.
Oh, and I finished Bonk's Adventure in 1 hour and 56 minutes
tonight. Yeah, that is a short game. I realized after buying it that I had buyer's remorse, not because it's a bad game, but just because it's so short.
You think that's short?
2 hours? Yeah.
Every time I've played Bonk's Adventure, it's hard for me to get from point A to point B. Because the fourth stage is so damn long. But now I'm so good at it that I don't have the problems that I have when I was 14. Hey!
I'm singing Bonk, I'm sorry.
I know. Like, when I was 14, I used to actually run out of lives. And
you sucked when you were 14 then. No.
Well, yeah, because I got it then. And so now it's like, oh, I have 15 lives at the end. This isn't as hard as it was before.
Right. Whereas Gunstar Heroes seems harder.
Somehow. And, oh, and I played some Golden Axe, too. And, of course, I played Alien. Huh?
About Golden Axe? How does that translate over?
Oh, it's great. It's excellent. It's just like the Genesis game. I have no problems with that, actually. And, finally... I played Alien Crush, and I'm still on my first game, still on Suspend. I have, like, 44 million points.
Mm-hmm.
I love that game.
That sounds sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, what are you playing?
What the fuck?
What are you playing?
Satisfy him before his head explodes.
I know. You know what? Dude, you are really hocked up. Get off.
What are you playing?
Get it done, Tony. Get it done.
I'm playing Prime.
What?
As in Metroid Prime.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
You replaying it?
Replaying it because the first time I played it, I think it took me 38 hours to clear, and now I'm 50% done with the game, and I'm only 6 hours into it. So I'm making very good progress.
Great.
On that.
And you like to feel good about yourself.
I like to feel like I'm important, sure.
Yep.
Yeah, so I started playing that, playing more of Pikmin 2, beat Family Guy 3 times over, because that game is just too fucking funny. And, I guess I had a full week. Also went to parties. Yeah, I go to parties too.
But you didn't play that as a game, so,
What, yeah. Party?
Yeah.
No,
it's like Ethan going to the conference, shut up.
We're really worried about you, man. What the hell did you take today? A little opium in your tea, huh?
What, me or him?
Me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Al's got a guilty conscience. Al. That's what
I thought. What did I do? What?
Tony,
why?
Tony,
why?
Tony, you said
it
out.
Check it out.
Right.
Oh, I said Al?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I said Austin.
No,
oh.
You said Al.
See, I knew I was right.
What are you taking?
What are you taking?
Some Puerto Rican rum?
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you should do.
Hey. Let's move it along.
Your mama.
What's everybody looking forward to?
All right, I've been playing,
Okay, yeah, man, what's he playing?
Yeah, what have I been playing?
What has Al been playing?
Oh, well, you missed that part.
Al went when you went to go take a shit, so...
Well, I would like to know what he was playing.
Zelda and... What else?
Virtual console stuff.
Virtual console games.
Oh, okay, cool. Did you play Bonk's Adventure yet?
I beat Bonk's Adventure.
Cool. I got a question about that.
Cancer.
I got a question about Bonk's Adventure.
By defusing a bomb.
Yeah. Since it doesn't come with the turbo handles, you know, the adjustable levels on the turbo handles, how does the turbo work?
It actually emulates the turbo with two other buttons. The A and the B button are turbo 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of weird, but it works.
Because all I gotta do is nudge my finger, my left index finger, and boom, turbo B button. And it's spinning ahead all over the place.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna get on your case too.
Well, I'm not talking to you, so you're gonna get in this case.
Because we're divas and you're not.
You guys seriously fucking suck. You know how annoying that is.
Why do you think he's doing it? Alright. I have been continuing to play Ocarina of Time.
Yay!
I have two. I believe I have two dungeons left.
Oh, did you finish Water Temple?
Yes.
Yay! You found the boss key.
And there's a whole bunch of like free roaming stuff that I have to do. Like I just got the horse. I gotta get bigger on sword. I gotta go around and get all this shit.
Oh yeah, that's a pain in the ass quest right there.
But
if you don't know what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, but it takes a while. Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm basically trying to rush through it so that I can get to Majora's Mask, so I can get to Wind Waker, so I can get to Twilight Peepee, and it's not going to happen within the next year or so.
No,
I've resigned to that. And otherwise, I just downloaded Gunstar Heroes, which is the best Genesis game almost of all time.
Sweet.
Perhaps.
Sweet.
Perhaps Phantasy Star is better. Perhaps, maybe. I don't know. But Gunstar Heroes is Super Contra on steroids, crack, and metamorphosis.
And methamphetamines.
Methamphetamines, too. Those are good.
We're really worried about you,
Austin. What am I right now, man?
Shut up.
Austin, question. You said Final Fantasy. Which one?
Phantasy Star. On
Genesis. Phantasy Star. Yeah. Which one?
4.
Yeah, definitely.
I swear I've been playing something else. I can't put my finger on it, though. Uh-huh. So, we'll move on. Bunch of interesting stuff happening this week. And for once, I actually compiled a list with some details on it. Excuse me.
Ooh,
that was nasty. First, and this news has actually changed a little bit because of a new release. But Xbox 360 already eclipsed in Japan by the PS3 sales-wise. Now, if you took a look at the sales numbers after the Japanese launch of the PS3, the Japanese Xbox sales were like, what did it say? It was around 180,000 units, which is 10 less than the PS3 sold at launch.
Wow.
Which sounds kind of pathetic, but that news has changed recently because Blue Dragon came out this week also, and the sales came through Thursday, and Blue Dragon, I think, spurred unit sales of about 30,000 for this week, and it itself sold about 80,000. So that means that about at least half the owners, if not more, of Xbox 360s own Blue Dragon, and it's actually gotten a decent number of sales this week, so have at it.
Well, good luck, Microsoft. Hope you keep coming out with those Japanese-style RPGs.
I mean, they are getting another one in Lost Odyssey. I don't know when.
Wait, I just have one comment about that. You said that, yeah, the sales were dwarfed by the release of PlayStation 3, but how many of those PlayStation 3s were bought to actually play games on it instead of being sold on internet or gray market?
I mean, that's a very good point. But we don't know. I'm not sure out of Japan how many went on eBay. I know that in America, I don't even have any percentages for you, but like a lot of them were up there. When I went to the PS3 line in America and in New York and I polled people, I mean, I didn't get too many people who was like, yeah, we eBayed it, man. But a lot of the other media outlets like 1UP.com went to the San Francisco launch at the Sony Metreon, and they said like at least half, if not more, of the people were like, yeah, we're going to eBay it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was this whole cadre of people, like this gang of five people sitting there like, yeah, we run a business, man. We go get this shit, and we go eBay all of a profit, and we go give one away to a poor family for free.
Yeah.
And the question was, will that poor family have a TV to pay it on?
They'll eBay it. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So you just got to look at it, take this with a grain of salt, because, yeah, the sales are spectacular for PS3, only because it's a hot commodity to resell.
Yeah, and however, but the point is that some people still might be buying it. I mean, okay, so people are buying it to resell.
Mm-hmm.
But people who want it will buy those resold units off of eBay. So in reality, it's still selling, and the point of the matter, the point is that... it's still moving more units than the 360 did all year long.
So yeah, I totally understand.
Even if only half of these units are being used to play games on, that's half of the entire 360 user base in a weekend over, as opposed to a year. So that's kind of pathetic.
It is pathetic,
The bigger news is that it's starting to. Will it start to sell now that Blue Dragon is out? So, but continue what you were saying.
No. I think I made my point. Ethan's silent as always, so he's got nothing to add.
Doesn't interest me.
Does it?
No, not really. I mean, I know Microsoft's not gonna fucking sell anything in Japan. It's fucking obvious.
Well, I mean, That's the thing, though. Could you be wrong?
Nope.
And there's a good chance that you could be.
Nope. I am never wrong. Seriously. You know, you add those two things together, and then you get Microsoft's not going to sell anything.
Ethan plus and Microsoft ETH equals Microsoft's not going to sell anything.
Well, close. I mean, look at sales numbers plus Ethan is never wrong equals they're never going to sell anything.
Jesus Christ. There's a contrapositive in there, though. It's if and only if Ethan's never wrong.
No, no, no.
Which makes the statement
no,
wrong.
No, 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 no.
Which
it's
means
when,
you're wrong.
It's when Ethan's always right.
What?
Okay.
Christ.
All right, so actually being intelligent for a second here. Uh-huh. Given that, you know, Blue Dragon actually, I don't know, 30,000 for this week versus 2,000 on average for the rest of the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
You think if they... You think this one game is going to, or maybe not one, but like this one and one other, which is Lost Odyssey, is going to improve shit a little bit, or is this just like a little phase that, you know, oh,
well,
the dragon.
That
okay,
depends.
That's it.
Yeah, well, that's
I would call it a phase.
Yeah,
yeah, what is it a really good game?
Games, it's over. It's not even going to be close.
Is there anything I can hear?
Once PS3 comes out with more games, it's not even going to be close. Ever.
Stop trailing off.
So you don't think that the PS3 is going to sell ever?
No,
forget in comparison to the PS3, but is it going? It's not going to ever have any user base, even if Blue Dragon comes out with a sequel, even if Lost Odyssey comes out, even when Lost Planet from Capcom comes out, which is like totally Japanese.
Correct. I think it'll get maybe 5 or 10% of sales with everything else.
Isn't Lost Planet a first-person shooter?
Let me restate what I said before. Forget taking PS3 out of the equation. Not comparing, just on its own, is what I'm saying. Will it actually have something substantial? Kind of like the PSP is shit compared to the DS, but it's still selling.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. I had to qualify that with a kind of, because, yeah.
I just don't think so. They've shown that they don't give a shit about the games that are coming out for Xbox. I mean, Blue Dragon and those other games will be a little bit of a, you know, a shift, but it's not going to be anything like they're going to say, I'm going to buy the system because of these 3 games or 5 games.
Right.
It's just not going to, I mean, that's my opinion.
What's funny is Dead or Alive, which is totally Japanese as well, is apparently not too pop as a series. It's not too popular over there. But then again, neither is Castlevania, so who knows what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They need some. I think they need some like weird shit. Like I was talking to Mozart the other day, and he was like, he was looking at Viva Pinata, and he was like, you know what, that could sell units over in Japan if they bothered to market it correctly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have seen Viva Pinata.
Yeah,
that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What kind of game is it?
Objects being alive and having sex.
Not only that, the colors that they draw on it, they kind of look like how Japanese people dress altogether, so it should be more popular.
Oh, so you're moving from Germany to Japan and you're in your wrath.
Come on, they dress weird.
The entire world.
They dress fucking weird, you know it.
Yeah, you look weird, so they all look weird.
But come back.
They all love you.
It
sucks. I wasn't a comeback. I'm not Japanese. I can give a shit about the dress.
Let me ask you something. Is Blue Dragon like a really good game? I mean, like, is it just like word of mouth, like kind of like?
I would assume it's a good game in their eyes because it's basically made. It's directed by the guy who made Final Fantasy from 1 to 9.
Oh, okay.
Like that is why they probably bought it because they're like, oh, Hironobu Sakaguchi-san made a game new. Go buy it. And they sold 80,000 units, which for an Xbox 360 game is very impressive. For a normal game, is decent.
Right.
You know. I personally think that Blue Dragon will help the 360 do well this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I think that, I mean, I do think that it'll do better than you guys think it will. But I agree that I don't think in the long run this is enough. This or another game. I think they really need weird shit. Like, totally strange shit. Like, Operation, as Ethan calls it.
Yeah.
Things like that.
That's what they need.
Also, I think the price drop wouldn't be a bad idea either.
They already dropped the price.
How much?
I don't know, but they already did.
I think it's a Patriots
problem. They had a relaunch. Microsoft had a quote-unquote relaunch in Japan of the 360 because they fired or the person who used to direct the Xbox effort over there stepped down and they got a new guy, Takashi Sensui.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, we got to relaunch this shit and get out new games and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And since the relaunch, it hasn't been doing better until now. So,
they should have relaunched it now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. Microsoft, with their freaking wallet, can probably buy a lot of games for themselves. Like, for example, I'm sure that they worked really hard to, and this is not a Japanese example, this is an American example. I'm sure they, you know, spent a lot of money to get Grand Theft Auto to come out on the same day as it does on the PS3 here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they'll spend a lot of money for people in Japan not people in Japan, developers in Japan, to give them, like, you know, Devil May Cry, Metal Gear Solid.
Mm-hmm.
If they really could. Because if you look at it right now, even though the PS3 is pounding it in sales,
mm-hmm.
They're still scared that the PS3 is not going to do well because of manufacturing problems,
right.
Because of pricing problems.
Right.
Which I don't think it's going to be an issue in Japan, but they still do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, developers still do. Publishers and developers still do. So it's like, that's kind of farm out our shit to Microsoft. I mean, I don't know if I said this once in a previous podcast, but someone at I think it was Squaresoft, I'm not sure,
mm-hmm.
was quoted as saying something like, we don't want to see Sony dominate again.
Okay.
Which is really sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, fuck them. And I think that may be taken out of context, but like, it's still kind of telling that, like, yeah, we want everyone to have an equal opportunity now, so let's kind of think of a way to do that. I don't know if he's actually going to follow up on it. I don't know if he got fired because of that, but, you know. So anyway, second discussion point, which, Ethan, you can take this away because this is your little baby. Supreme Commander using two screens, that's old news, but the real point here is, you know, the kind of paradigm shift that could be brought upon with two screens actually having a tactical advantage in PC games. So, Ethan, why don't you have fun with this one?
I think you summed it up nicely.
Talk!
Jesus Christ, he's so lazy today.
Just today? No.
Well, that is the issue. It's whether or not when you add equipment or require extra equipment or even give the opportunity to have better equipment when you're playing a certain game and offer a tactical advantage to certain players, is that unfair? Because some people would have to spend more money than others. I don't think so at all. I think that this has been going on forever. Somebody playing a console with a bigger TV has an advantage of somebody playing with a smaller TV. Somebody playing with a better mouse has the advantage of somebody playing with a worse mouse. So this happens to a smaller extent all the time. And especially if you add a monitor at current cost, it's not that big a price difference. The difference between one and two monitors could be $150. That's nothing.
Right. What about, I mean, besides the issue, because we've gone around the issue of people saying it's unfair, what about just in terms of, you know, the paradigm shift of now that they're designing games for this, for you know, improved hardware in such a radical way, like, how else do you think that they could change games for this? Because, I mean, we've already seen how the DS has tried to change things, and it really hasn't changed much in terms of having two screens as much as it does a touch screen, but in this sense, like, you know, what do you see going forward for not just RTSs, but maybe any other genres that might be affected?
Probably control scheme, more elaborate feedback devices, so your whatever your, like, more, like, haptics-based controls with gloves and all kinds of other weird shit that really do a good job of putting pressure on your hand in certain places where you're touching something, where you're interacting with something. And so those things can get expensive. But, it it's just like a standard USB port. You plug it in, and one guy, instead of using a mouse and a keyboard to run around the battlefield, is using, you know, 8 joysticks and, like, a fucking full tank cockpit or something that he has built in his house. That would probably constitute an advantage.
You know, on GameSpot, they had this really goofy-looking thing, which was like kind of like a little helmet that you put on your face, and it streamed the content from your PC to your eyes. And if you turned your head, your character in the FPS would turn his head.
Oh, wow, that's
really
cool.
It looked really dumb.
Well,
it looked
I
like
don't
it
know.
Work, but I mean, I know what you're saying. It's not that, but I'm just saying, like, if you've seen that, that's pretty comical. But I mean, what about just besides all the new hardware? I meant specifically just two monitors. Like, what can that do for other genres?
Oh, well, I mean, it makes the most sense in RTS because it's, you know, you usually want a battle map and a tactical map, and you don't want to have to flip back and forth for the same thing. I think that that's true for any game where you're controlling a whole bunch of stuff at once. First-person shooters, I don't think they're going to matter. Adventure games, maybe. Role-playing, mm-hmm. maybe.
One side for inventory and the other side for...
Yeah, inventory, a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you put your inventory, your health statistics, everything on the other screen, and you leave that whole panel that usually takes up, like, you know, a third of the bottom of your screen or something off somewhere else. And you have faster access to it. So I think it could impact a whole lot of stuff. I mean, RTS is clearly the easiest one to make a really, really big impact on. But it could be, I mean, you look at flight simulators, you can do, if you have three monitors, you have a...
Yeah, you have that. Like,
yeah, you have your front and periphery stuff going. That's awesome. I'm all for it. And adding monitors is not, to me, even for the masses, in my opinion, like a big cost. You can fairly inexpensively add a couple monitors if you just don't get top of the line monitors.
Just make sure you have a big enough desk.
Yeah, you need a big desk. Thank God I got a big desk.
You know what proposition sounds cool? If that second monitor, eventually they work in touchscreen.
Yeah, I mean, the touchscreen, I don't know how that's going to work for...
I mean, for, like, let's say Supreme Commander, I don't know, like...
No, touchscreen would be great, because, right. You know, instead of memorizing a whole bunch of keyboard controls or needing to move the mouse to click 9 times, you could literally just punch the screen. That would be helpful. That's a great idea. But I think the leap between one monitor and two monitors is probably the biggest...
Oh, yeah, that's a defining leap, yeah. I think what's notable... go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's just, like, so long that every RTS player has been looking forward to this.
Right.
That it's
why everybody's been like, DS should have strategy games, which it doesn't have.
Yeah, yeah, but it's true. And having Supreme Commander, I mean, the guy, you know, this is the guy who did TA, so
right.
He's the one who's going to do it. But I think he's going to set the precedent, because this is going to work out pretty well.
I think this will be a decent success. I don't think this will be a great success in terms of, like, every game will have two monitors now, but it'll be decent. As opposed to other peripherals, is that, like, a monitor is a monitor. It's standardized, you know, you just add a monitor onto your system, there you go. People have been trying to, like, with the exception of a force feedback wheel, like, all the other peripherals on a PC, like a motion sensing, tilt sensing control, and virtual reality helmets, and all this crazy shit that you know, comes out of PC, or this stupid-ass gun mouse that came out, that was the shape of a gun, but it was a mouse.
Yeah.
All that shit failed, because it was, like, too wacky and too crazy. It wasn't standardized. That's why Nintendo succeeding with this thing, because it standardized the control. I think monitors will succeed, because it's a normal product. It's a normal, standardized piece of equipment that you already have, that you just need a second.
I think that, I think that if, you know, the other problem with those things were that they just didn't work well. Like, right. whatever you release, it has to actually work. And you're right, like, a monitor is just a standard piece of equipment. So you throw a monitor on, it's going to work just as well as the person did. And the person works pretty well.
Right.
As a display device. The other point is, and you're right, I agree with you in terms of, like, how successful it'll be. I think it'll be moderately successful, not, like, crazy, like, everybody's going to go out and buy a second monitor. Because, first of all, not everybody plays computer games, you play console games. Buying a second television, putting it next to your first television to get a dual-screen environment is not really possible.
Right.
And everybody having the technical ability to either...
Turner.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, the newer video cards now even have two ports on them, which
right.
is why I think it's probably also the right time. But a lot of people aren't getting those cards, they're getting cards with one port. So then you have to know how to, like, install a second card. And make Windows manage the two, and that's not like every normal game player.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, so it's not a mass thing, but it is a mass thing on the line of anybody who knows computers a little bit and plays video games, and that's a big market. I mean, you know, or at least rather, most people who know computers well play games on their computer. And there are a lot of people out there. So making a game like this for two screens, I think, is freaking awesome. I'm so
excited. Sweet. Next! Okay, Dragon Quest IX, official for the Nintendo DS. This is huge. Dragon Quest IX is going to use the DS like, as its main platform, whereas from 1 through 3, it was on the NES, 4 through 6, it was on Super Nintendo, 7 was on the PlayStation, and 8 was on PS2. All console games, and now it makes the shift to the DS. What does this mean?
Yeah, this is going to sell a lot more DSs. I'll tell you that much. Because Japanese people are crazy about Dragon Quest. Usually the console that has Dragon Quest is, or the platform that has it, is the platform to have when the game comes out. So I know that definitely that gap between DS and PSP is going to be incredible once this game comes out. They're probably going to have, I don't know, it might actually be the biggest selling Dragon Quest because of the fact that the game is cheaper and the audience is large, and the install base is incredibly large. Here, it'll be a little different.
Yeah.
But I know that there are a lot of people who will buy Dragon Quest, but it's not going to be a big system.
Right. How well did Dragon Quest 8 do? Do you have an idea?
I think it was several million, but I can't remember offhand. I just got some numbers, at least, about Dragon Quest 8. I mean, it's only the first 2 days, but in Japan it sold 2.1 million.
Yeah. Moving on. You guys have been playing Twilight Princess, but how many people on GameCube have been playing it?
It's nobody. Like, none.
It's disappeared because it's sold out at Best Buys online,
yep.
at least everywhere, and it's just fucking unfindable anywhere else. the hell's going on?
I went looking for it, actually, because I'm going to get it for someone for Christmas. And I could not find it at Walmart, could not find it at Best Buy. And I would guess that the Nintendo World Store has it. I'll probably find out tomorrow.
It's crazy, because like, it's gone everywhere, and it's like, why would they want to... actually, no, there's a perfect reason why they want to do it, because they want you to get the new version.
Yep.
Yeah, but at this point, well, I guess it's they want you to get a Wii and a new version. I was like, at this point, you're still spending $50, so GameCube or Wii, it doesn't make a difference at this point.
Considering that it's still in short supply, which I totally think Nintendo is doing it on purpose, like, I don't think it's like Sony where, like, they shot too far and, like, now their hardware is a piece of shit because it's a manufacturer. Like, I think Nintendo was like, let's be devious and hold back our hardware. But yeah, now that they're having short supply, like, I'm pretty sure they want to extend this. So they're like, until we get more of these in the channel, let's hold back on the GameCube version so that people can buy it. And people will be waiting for supply. Which I think sucks.
Yeah, it'll probably be widely available after the holiday season.
Alright, next. That was a quick one because no one cares about the GameCube version.
I do.
Except for me. No, you don't. You don't even have a GameCube. Shut up.
Doesn't matter. I won't play.
Sony did this really, really insidious blog that they pretended to be a real blog.
Dude, it was real.
It's down.
This is all the hype, man. It was real. They're just trying to like fake it out.
Oh yeah, well, the site's down.
PS3 is so cool.
Okay, so for anybody who. For anyone who doesn't know, the site was called www.allIwantForXmasIsAPSP.com.
And which is down.
Sweet, and it because PSP be, is the best.
And it pretends to be a user-run blog.
It was.
Just kind of idiots kind of putting this blog together to hint at their parents or at their relatives that, hey, they wanted a PSP for Christmas. And they had, like, some...
Smart.
Some ad, like, some really, really promotional-looking materials on it. So, like, yo, we made a PSP t-shirt, son! And it had a PSP on it. It's like, oh, we made a PSP, like, printout sticker, yo! And it had a PSP on it. And then they had this one guy rapping about wanting a PSP,
God.
And it was perhaps the worst rap I've ever heard in my entire life. Let's see some of the comments left on the site. The site's actually down right now. Is it totally down, or is it just... Did they just...
No, it's up.
Every single page brings up a white screen.
It's hilarious. Oh. Control A, see if they hid the text in white.
Where is it?
No. It's
just gone.
It's like
it's
nothing.
Gone.
It's gone. I went to like four different pages on the site.
Oh, the original one?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's archived on www.ukresistance.co.uk. So...
Oh, yeah. It is gone because here is the source.
Well, I have a backup page from
HTML,
so
open
here.
Head, close head, open body, open free, close body, close HTML.
Yay, it's a blank page.
Let me read the archive that these guys took on the site. Okay. It's the first post. Here's the deal. And this is, by the way, this has no caps in it, no capital letters at all. It's like written by a 2-year-old. It's obviously like fake. I, Charlie, have a PSP. My friend Jeremy does not, but he wants one this year for Xmas. So we started clowning with some, spelled S-U-M. Not so subtle hints to Jay's parents that a PSP would be a perfect gift. We created this site to spread the love, spelled L-U-V, to those like Jay who want a PSP! Consider us your own personal PSP hype machine, here to help you wage a holiday assault on your, spelled U-R, your parents, girl, granny, boss, whoever, so they know what you really want.
Is girl spelled with a G-U-R?
URL? Unfortunately.
No, G-I-R-L.
We'll let you know how it works for us. Please return the favor. More to come. C and J. And then here's the rap. Our boy Cousin Pete wrapped up these crazy beats and rhymes and put them under our tree. Much love and thanks, Pete.
Oh, I've got the big screen. So fresh and so clean. It's all in my dreams. It makes me want to scream. PSP. Game so crazy, they totally amaze me. Gotta ask my mom for one. For Shizzy. PSP, PSP, PSP. All I want for Christmas is my PSP. Wanna play when I'm walking down the street. All I want for Christmas is my PSP. Come on, mom and dad, get one for me. PSP, 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 PSP. PSP.
stupid.
You know what's really funny here? The replies is they have all these people that say all this stuff about like how Sony is behind this and stop trying to be like us and, you know, everything like that, like the PSP sucks, blah, blah, blah. So then the two guys, Charlie and Cousin Pete, they try to defend themselves, and it's the most terrible internet speak ever.
Oh, God, can
ever.
I read, please?
Go ahead, read Cousin Pete.
All right, where is it? Is this on the UK Resistance?
See this disaster unfold live. No. It's right on the UK Resistance site. In bold, the header
see
says,
"See the disaster unfold live, and be sure to check out the awesome defense post by the site updaters Charlie and Cousin Pete, such as, quote, we be just trying to represent you guys. Regular players just trying to get the game on, and game is spelled G-A-E-M. But now you gotta be all this then. All this then. You guys are nerds, pwned. They spelled...
No. It says, but now you gotta do all be this then. What the hell does that mean?
And they spelled noobs, N-O-U-B.
Oh, God.
And you all is haters times four. They spelled times T-Y-M-E-S. This is legit.
Wow.
Don't know why you thinks this is a shill. Our site, ours is spelled A-R-E. Our site was registered through an external provider. We don't work for Sony. And all for all you dissing my skills, I'm down for a one-on-one rap offer settling in street styles if you feel
like
Tay. What is that?
That's the funniest part. All he says is Tay.
A whole sentence is T-E-H. Tay.
Yeah, Tay. You've never heard of that?
Shut up. I own a Nintendo DS
and
I love it. I would still like a PSP for sure.
Wait.
The DS
Ethan's
going to
elaborate.
Yeah, I'll send you guys something.
Ethan's going to elaborate.
Hold on.
For all you Tay ignorant people out there.
Yeah, hold on.
Let the.
Well.
Nope.
Here are all the terrible comments
on the blog. It's a fuck up of this.
The first one. As a gamer who was part of Sony's target audience, I'm insulted not just by the integrity of this website, but that this reflects how intelligent Sony's marketing department thinks I am. Second, Sony, please stop trying to be hip. Please start focusing on product and games and opening a real dialogue with your users to make your gaming products better. Third, this fake cool vibe is as pathetic as an old uncle dancing to hip-hop at a family wedding. Fourth, please, while you're removing this comment and the 200 other negative comments above it again, have the decency to do one honest thing in your life and inform Sony of just how bad they screwed up by ordering this ad. This is simply so insulting to anyone who truly loves games. The only reaction you'll likely get is an increased willingness to buy anything Sony brands. Fifth, just checking back in, I note that my post saying the word advertising has been deleted. Thank you for making me feel even better about not buying your products. And by the way, your incredibly horrible attempts at typing, in a way, you must assume that most gamers type is pathetic. Way to go, you just insulted all the people who buy your products. Now back to Mario on my DS. And here's a particularly violent one. No one wants a PSP, and Sony's going down in flames. I've awaited this day for many, many years now. Here's a particularly gentle one. You want people to love your products and actually produce sites like this. Don't pay someone else. Just make a product good enough for people to love. The community and love will follow.
I'm gonna put that person's head up my ass and take it down.
Makes me ashamed of buying a product from such losers. If you guys wanted to sell PSPs, then why don't you get Dame Game on it? Right now, there's no great game on PSP, just a bunch of shovelware. And this is the best one. It starts talking about how you can hack into it. It's like, let's face it, folks. PSPs are utterly worthless unless you hack the thing. Downgrade your firmware to 1.5 and then install DevHook 0.5.1 and emulate firmware 3.02. Swap between the two rocks. And now you have ISO support now. So you basically just put an...
Dude, PSPs are awesome just for fucking UMDs, man. Those are the best.
Oh, my God.
I want to buy every movie I own on UMD.
Listen,
best format ever!
They need to make the SD chips that come with the PSP. Usable in the Wii. That'll sell more.
Right. It probably would.
Yeah.
Alright, moving on from this really lame, retarded topic. And I believe this is the last hard one of the day. Nintendo Wii Autopsy discovers manufacturing cost. PS3's costs were included. And this is coming from Kotaku. And the general gist of the thing is that after manufacturing costs, Nintendo is... After manufacturing costs, it's costing about $150 or so dollars to manufacture, whereas the PS3 is costing $805 to manufacture.
Oh my God!
For the 20 gig unit, not the 60, but
for the 20 gig unit.
Okay. And the wholesalers purchase from Nintendo at about $195, and they purchase it from Sony at $399. So what this comes out to is Nintendo is making $37.68 per console, and Sony is losing $406.65 per console. How? we can do the math and say that, you know, units at launch.
No, we can't. Maybe you can, Austin, but the rest of us can't, you Asian bastard.
Whatever many units multiplied by $37 is whatever. It's a big amount of profit for Nintendo, but of course you have to factor in how much they spend for advertising, how much they spend for marketing and shipping and all that shit. Whatever. The point is that Sony, if this is correct, 197 units sold at launch times $400 loss per unit. Sony has lost $80 million on selling the thing.
They love being in the red. They love it.
I mean, not to forget about making fun of them for a second. It's just like, how much can they continue to lose? Like, Microsoft is something different. Microsoft, you know, its main product is software, which it can press on discs for no cost. So when it loses money on the Xbox, it's got so much money from everything else. And it's just like, dude, whatever. But Sony is not the king of the hill anymore. You know, Samsung is selling TVs. Mitsubishi is selling TVs. LG, fucking Sharp, Aqua is selling. Can they really afford to lose $80 million just on a product launch?
Maybe.
And not only that, but lose more money on this all-in-one for PSP, all-in-one for Christmas is a PSP crap, and that stupid baby crying at a PS3 commercial? Like,
it was amazing!
They're like wallowing in their decadence right now. They think they just can't be touched. You know, anything they could do can't be no wrong. So here it is. They got the baby commercial, which makes no fucking sense. They've got
babies sell video game systems.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
All right, they went with the true and tried
tested.
True and the trody tested. They're selling video game systems. You put a baby in the end, and people will buy it. That's how. That's what they were going to do for Field of Dreams.
I'm just wondering. I don't know how closely you follow the market for this. You know, I know you follow the market in general, the stock market, but like. So Microsoft sells a product, and word gets out that it's losing like $150 or $126, I think was the exact number. Let's round up. $150 per console, and that's huge, and like people can't be happy about that.
Yeah.
But here's like what Microsoft, you know, in the market, how is it doing after you know, it sold the Xbox at a loss, and this at a loss?
What I heard is, and I'll verify this for next time, but Sony had the worst quarter in its history this quarter. Sony had its worst quarter in history when it was history last quarter, the quarter before that. And the quarter before that, it had its third worst quarter ever. So it's so far been doing really, really, really bad. It's the, you know, they had the recall on the power adapters.
Right. Oh, man.
Or they had the recall on the batteries. They had another recall 2 weeks ago on something else. I don't even remember what it was. But Sony's been taking it in the ass. I mean, by a really, really large prison. And I don't know if he's going to let up. Sony really needs to, like, trade in some quality cigarettes to get out of this. I don't know how we're going
to
do it.
They're probably going to have to package the cigarettes and get to
it. As a company, it's just, you know, how long can you do this?
Well, it's the same proprietary attitude that they started having a while ago, and they just can't seem to let it go. And the rest of the world is moving more open, and they're moving more closed, and they're going to have to change, or they're going to go bankrupt.
I don't understand, like, with the PS2, they succeeded marvelously. I don't know how much they lost on it, but I'm pretty sure that it wasn't to this degree.
It wasn't even close to this. They lost, I'll look it up, but they lost more money on this thing than anything they've done.
It's crazy.
Ever.
I mean, the thing is, you want to recoup the losses.
Well, but they're looking at a 5-year sales cycle.
Right.
So, to them, this isn't even a loss. This is, yeah, you know, whatever. Numbers are bad. This is how it works.
Huge.
You go down, and then in 5 years, we'll make up the money.
I will agree that, on this type, in this business, like, you start off losing and then you recoup on the software. But, first of all, there's not a goddamn game worth playing on this thing at launch. Except
not yet.
Maybe Resistance.
Agreed.
Okay. Second of all,
Intelligent Knights.
it's not a game.
Of all, it's
doesn't matter. That's as good as you're gonna get.
Second of all, they don't have enough units in the freaking channel. Like the PS2 didn't, but like I'm sure they weren't taking it as much a loss as they were on this. Nowhere near.
Let me ask you something.
No.
Let me put a different scenario. What happens if they actually did saturate the market? They had, let's say, 2 million products to launch at launch time. And it got saturated and wasn't a feeding frenzy as it was now with everybody buying it.
I'm saying,
let's just say for the sake of the matter that it wasn't a feeding frenzy. They would have lost even more on this thing right?
They would have, but the consensus from developers and publishers would be that, hey, they've got a user base now. Let's start making good games for this thing now. Hurry up. Let's cash in.
Absolutely start selling games.
Did I say selling? Developing, I'm sorry. So, like...
No.
So, I mean, that's what would happen. I mean, yes, Sony would lose a lot, but then they would recoup earlier. They would get people, they'd get developers behind them, you know, and they would start, you know, making more games for the PlayStation 3 that would make people want to buy it. Now, I still think that price is a... And, like, I'm not alone in this. Like, price is a barrier to entry, no matter how rabid you are, of a fan you are. But I don't think that it would totally stomp somebody out. Like, I don't... If they had, 3 million units at launch, I don't think it would sell out, but it would do very healthy. It would do healthy enough because I think there are enough Sony fans and early adopters.
Healthily.
Huh?
No.
Healthily.
Healthily.
It would do healthily enough. Shut up, Ethan.
What?
So, and it's interesting here, there's been a management shuffle. Okay. Sony, let's see. Sony's moved to promote Kasarai yesterday, who was the head of the U.S. wing of the company Sony Computer Entertainment, but now the president and COO of global Sony Computer Entertainment operations. Means the consumer electronics giant may never produce a PlayStation 4 console.
Huh? No.
I don't buy this.
I don't buy it either. That's bullshit. In fact, if anything, they'll learn a lot, and the next one will be better.
The thing of it is, the reason why he's saying this is that the management shuffle is kind of like, well, they're putting Kaz in charge of the entire operation. They're moving Ken Kutaragi up to, I can't remember what kind of position it is, but it's like a
chairman.
It's a chairman position. Okay, so it's like, he's moving up into like, I think someone on the one podcast called like a window job, where his job is to get up every day in his office and look out the window.
Right.
Pretty much. He has to oversee the entire operation as opposed to the specific... day-to-day operations of PS3, PlayStation. Okay.
And I think Jack Trenton, who made the really stupid quote about, I wish my PS3 could make breakfast and
shit like fly.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I think he's been moved up to Kasarai's position, so he is in Sony Computer Entertainment America's position.
Yeah.
And people are suspecting that this is kind of like a move to kind of put them into a firing position.
It's beginning to look on that like
where if the PS3 goes bad, if the company starts to like suffer a lot from it, like those are the guys in charge, so those are the guys responsible, so those are the guys they fire.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of weird. That's why they're saying like, oh, PS4 is in danger because like, you know, they're moving all these people up to fire because they don't like what's going on.
No,
nope. I don't believe it.
Let's look at the history of it. I know this is like leaps and bounds, not the same. But let's just look at the Sega Genesis. Very successful platform, right? They come out with the Saturn. And it's supposed to be like very advanced, and they are taking a hit selling it at the price that they were selling at, which at the time was pretty damn exorbitant, okay? But it had two RISC processors. Two 32-bit RISC processors, and, you know, it's going to shame PlayStation because PlayStation should automatically crash as soon as you open the CD case, you know? So they marketed on this, and they lost. And they lost big. And then after that, I think that hit them. They didn't make another follow-up system.
But there's a lot, like you said, it is leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
The reason is because the Saturn wasn't the first step of their downfall.
Mm-hmm.
It was a freaking Sega CD and 32X.
32X!
Yeah. I mean, Sega CD was decent, but, like, you know, at the same time, it was just like, people, what the fuck are we buying this for?
Mm-hmm.
And 32X was just a disaster, okay? And then you burned them again. The whole problem was that Sega of America and Sega of Japan did not talk to each other.
Well, they didn't speak the same language.
They weren't communicating properly in terms of, like, their product vision.
Uh-huh.
So Sega of America was trying to build this, like, a 3D powerhouse. And Sega of Japan, like, fuck you guys, no. That's the wrong direction. We call the shots. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And they're like, we want to put out a product really fast. Let's put out 32X.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that Sega of Japan executives, like, groaned, a collective groan when they put out the 32X.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all that disaster happened. And then, like... when the Saturn came out, the Saturn was coming out to be a 2D machine, but then America, again, was like, dude, in America, it's all about 3D. You gotta forget, you know, make this a 3D machine. Mm-hmm. You can't compete. And so they, like, shoveled 3D hardware into there. They basically shoehorned it in there.
and it showed.
No other recourse.
And man, did it show.
You know the funny thing is that, and I will stand by this, is that the PlayStation 3D is not as good as Saturn 3D.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what?
It's wait. Not, let, the launch
Radiant
game.
Silver Gun is my prime example.
Okay, wait. The launch game that came with it showcased how bad their first 3D efforts on the Saturn was.
Right, and again,
that was
I'll
Virtual
point,
Fighter.
I'll bring up the point that something like Radiant Silver Gun could not be done as well as the PS1.
Okay.
Then again,
all the games that I've seen in my entire life on the PS1, and I have seen many games, as we all have, Radiant Silver Gun looks better. I'm not going to budge on that. It just does.
Okay. What about Knights?
And, like, huh?
Knights.
Knights looks decent, but it was an early title, so
uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it basically comes down to this. A lot of games you're going to see on the 360 and the PS3 are going to look very much similar. The ones that take full advantage of the PS3 could look better, and I'm not going to deny that. You know, it's the same thing here. Like, most of the games on the PS1 looked better because, you know, it was easier to develop for. But at the end of the day, the horsepower of the console,
I think goes
to the Saturn. And everybody listens to me like, oh, you're full of shit now. Look at Radiant Silver Gun, and look at it without blinders on. Look at it without a Sony bias, and you'll see that it looks better. It just does.
Okay.
And it runs at 60 frames a second.
Okay.
Barely any PlayStation 1 games that I've seen runs at 60 frames a second.
Were there any?
Al, were there any?
Yeah, but they were really, really low quality, like no textures.
Like what game?
Maybe Tekken. Tekken was a good achievement. Maybe
Tekken wasn't 60. Tekken was like 24.
Oh. I guess it ran 60 on Wii.
Yeah, which I was going to say, compare Tekken to Virtua Fighter 2, and Virtua Fighter 2 just destroyed it.
Oh, there you go, Virtua Fighter 2.
Okay.
So, I mean, no question. Saturn was a better machine. It was also harder to program for. It was also more expensive.
It's kind of like the PS2, comparing to the other consoles where it's harder to develop for, but if you really do it well, you come out with really good stuff.
It can, but like at the same time, the PS2 is still the least powerful.
Well.
It is. I mean, regardless of that stupid dual vertex processor thing, it doesn't have the shader compatibility of the Xbox. It doesn't have a lot of things that the GameCube and Xbox have in terms of compression and shading. Right? You can offload a lot of stuff to make it run faster on the vector units. But like, and you know, I made sure to read up on this before I, you know, even said anything like this. But it's plenty powerful. It's just still the weakest of the three.
Okay.
I mean, you take the whole thing together, like the memory, the chips, everything together. It's the weakest of the three. Now, of course, the people who can make it sing do a fantastic job of making it sing, and things come out beautifully, but it could still, the difference here is that those still could be done better on other platforms. Like, I think, I would guess that if you tried to put Shadow of the Colossus on the Xbox, it would run at a steady frame rate, no problem. No problem. That's if you made it for the Xbox.
Right.
This is all taking into account that you make a game for the system it was designed for. Like, Resident Evil 4 on GameCube, it was designed for GameCube, so it looks
right.
Best. Resident Evil 4 on PS2 looks plenty impressive, but it's missing a lot of lighting effects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they had to rush to kind of port it over. Now, if they made it specifically for the PS2, I still think it would look worse, but it would look better than it does at current on the PS2. So, Zipatoni, what is this? We just got an IM from our chat thing. What's Zipatoni? Oh, Zipatoni is a marketing company that did the All I Want for PSP.com. All I Want for Christmas is a PSP.com, isn't it?
Yeah, if you look at the Who Is record, it's registered to, well, I won't say his name on here, but, well, it is public, Gregory Meyercord. So thanks, Gregory.
Your website sucks.
Gregory, you left a phone number for people to call if they're really pissed off.
And an address so you can find
and
them
address.
And beat
so
the shit out of
them. If anybody wants to call Gregory and you
or
know how to use
him.
Who Is, go ahead and do it and call him.
Killed himself because so many people have called him.
Possibly.
Or somebody killed him because they have his address.
Oh, maybe.
Wow, what a website I can mouse over people's
site
faces.
Site sucks.
And they change color.
Wait, Al, don't sugarcoat it. Really, don't.
I think their site is amazing. I am Zipatoni.
Yeah.
I am Rigatoni.
Just a quick thing.
It doesn't work
wanna...
in Firefox. Just to let those owners know.
Works in Firefox for me.
Not for me. Well, Firefox
is using...
Yeah, troubleshoot that later. Anyway, what I was going to say is I wanted to comment on the email Al sent me with the comparisons of the PlayStation 2 games played on the PlayStation 2 as opposed to the PlayStation 3.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome?
Oh, that's right. Another thing. Unfortunately for some owners of PS3s, I'll make this really quick. Just to back up what you're going to say, Tony, is that when you play PS2 games on a PS3, apparently it gets, like, really, a lot of aliasing comes out, and it just looks really bad. Mm-hmm. It's really poor. Like, Chris Kohler over at Game Life on the Wired blog said that Final Fantasy X looks terrible. Okami looks terrible. Now, some people on blogs are saying that it's limited because they're like, oh, I'm not finding any problems. But, most of the people saying there are problems. Oh, we just got word that Ethan has to go take a shit.
Gotta go take a shit now. Sorry.
Ethan's doing a humanitarian.
Right. Ew. Gotta go, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Right,
good riddance.
Thanks. Take care, guy.
Later, fish.
Good luck.
All right.
So, yeah, what were you going to say about that, Tony?
No, I just wanted to bring up another point here is that, you know, this all wraps up into their costs for, you know, the market, how much they're losing on this product and stuff like that. How are you supposed to instill confidence in a buyer? I mean, they could have sold it at the regular price and not taken so much as of a loss, right? I'm sure if they made a decent product, a product that everybody had faith instead of rushing a Blu-ray, that people would have had confidence to pay the $400 for the 20-gig version if it was that good. I'm just being devil's advocate here, but if I had that much money to drop on a 20-gig, you know, for their lower-end model so that they'd sell it at maybe $125 loss, like the 360, I would buy it if it was a quality product. But seeing this, knowing that the 60-gig one comes with Talladega Nights, knowing that the Blu-ray is an iffy kind of thing, and I'm not impressed by it, knowing that it doesn't come with a fucking game, and knowing that if you want to play for the backwards compatibility on this, it looks like total ass. I have no qualms with them going bankrupt. No qualms.
Well, something you've got to remember is that for all the shit that Sony's taking for the backwards compatibility, Microsoft is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Much worse.
Okay.
Sony's backwards compatibility limitations are they've got a library of thousands of games and 200 games of work.
Mm-hmm.
For Microsoft, the Xbox has a library of maybe 1,000 or so games and only 200 work. Or something like that.
Right.
I'm not gonna quote these numbers as official, but it, like, while you're criticizing Sony, and understandably so, Microsoft is simply worse, so you just need to bear that in mind.
No, I totally bear it in mind, and it's an emulation. You know,
The other thing is that, like, while I personally that Blu-ray is, you know, I'm not all for it. I'm just not all for the next generation of formats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of movie watching and gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, maybe in the future, Blu-ray will be advantageous for gameplay because of the storage space.
Right.
Maybe. But, like, a lot of people who are not you or who are not me will see the benefit of that because, hey, when the Xbox 360 came out and it came with a DVD drive,
right,
Sony jumped on that and said, you think you're next gen, you think you're, you know, revolutionizing the market, but you still got a regular DVD drive. What happens when, you know, you've got multi-disc games that people stop getting used to? Like, have you seen a multi-disc game on the PS2?
No.
No, because, like, you know, they moved to DVD, and it was so beneficial for people who want to make games with a lot of content.
Right.
Now, when the 360 comes out, I think Blue Dragon, I could be wrong on this, but I heard somewhere that Blue Dragon's a 3-disc game.
Ah.
Well,
that's not annoying to me, but it's annoying to some people. Also, it's just like, that means that developers are starting to see the squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, hey, we're just running out of space. And it's just the overall impression of, while we think that Blu-ray is what's causing this downfall, it's actually one of the most expensive components of the unit.
Right.
When they broke it down, it's really expensive. It's like $130 per unit to put in there,
mm-hmm,
where everything else is less. It is really, like, they are trying to push it. I mean, yes, they're trying to push their own agenda, they're trying to push their own format, but at the same time, they are pushing, you know, the medium forward.
Yeah, like PSP tried to do with the UMD, sure.
Right, and of course, UMD is, you know, kind of shit, but there's a lot of backing behind Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of backing behind it from movie studios. And, you know, I guess, again, UMD as a game format doesn't work only because it's a disc-based format. It doesn't look,
mm-hmm,
like, if it was a format that had very few loading times and, like, didn't really drain the battery,
Right.
Yeah, it'd be better than the freaking DS card.
Right.
And, you know, considering we're talking about home consoles and not a portable where battery life isn't an issue.
Right.
You know, the only disadvantage of Blu-ray in this context is the fact that it makes the system more expensive. That's the only disadvantage. Everything else about it, you know, as much as I like to make fun of it, storage space is great.
Yeah.
Seat times are eh. Iffy, but you're going to get that with any next gen, you know. Thing.
Right.
If Microsoft came out with an HD DVD drive in the Xbox 360,
yeah,
it would have the same problems.
Right, okay.
That's why they made the smart movie. They didn't come out with an HD DVD drive until now, which is an add-on, and all it does is play movies.
Oh.
But you're getting developers going, so most developers are like, yeah, we're fine, but like, I'm sure the Blue Dragon people were like, shit, we're out of space, we got to move to 2 discs, 3 discs.
Right.
Because, and before I get off of this, you know, the reason is because 360 and the PS3 are high-definition systems. Alright? They're pushing high-definition graphics, and they're still going to be pushing high-definition cinematics.
Right.
CGI FMV movies. In high-def, those take up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
Those will take up as much space as a regular movie on Blu-ray or HD DVD will, and that's a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Hironobu Sakaguchi is making Blue Dragon, which of course is a Final Fantasy type game, which has a lot of beautiful cinematics and free rendered graphics that are running at 720p, that's going to take up a lot of space. That's why it needs a disk space.
Okay.
That's why it's on 3 discs or whatever. Now, if you ask me, I think it's stupid to even go into FMV cinematics because I think we've reached the point where graphics are good enough that we don't need to have a pre-rendered movie.
Right.
But that's the Final Fantasy guy. That's his little, you know, little bread and butter. So let him do that stupid shit. Yes, backwards compatibility.
Very informative, thank you.
We have a mailbag entry.
Oh!
What?
And it's not spam.
Oh!
What?
There's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle!
Yay! The subject is, I support the Try Games of the Nets. The message is from Slunks, who is actually a GameSpot member.
Oh.
And, like, he's on my friends list on my blog, and so he comes here. I feel like I needed to send you guys some mail here at 4:30 a.m. Love your news, reviews, and podcasts. Just felt like I needed to share some love. That's about it. Oh, and I'd love to be on your podcast, maybe as a guest.
Ah, look at that.
I'm happy for some crazy reason. I could represent a new site, Helm Games, and it would be fun to his greatest. With that said, just so you know that you have some fans out there, keep writing.
How about that?
Ah, Slunks.
Yay, 3 fans.
Yeah. I see through your guys, Slunks. You're just trying to advertise your site. But that's
okay. No!
Since you're the only one who's written into us, I will pick it for you, helmgames.com. There you go. I also would like to send a thank you out to Adon Romero and Andrew Grisham, who I used to work with over on my project in Chicago. Well, not in Chicago, in Illinois, who I'm actually working for again.
Yeah.
Working with again.
Mm-hmm.
For continuing to listen to the podcast.
Oh.
Which means that we do have really 3 definite listeners, those 2 and this Slunks guy.
Woohoo!
And then perhaps Dr. Fish, who is one of our contributors.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we finally got some mail. We also have a YouTube account now, so we'll start putting videos up there as well.
Sweet.
You can always find them on the GameSpot account as well. But for those who don't like looking at GameSpot, they'll put it on YouTube as well. I also signed up for gamevideos.com, so we'll see them there as well. So we're spreading out to all 5 of our customers. So you want to wrap it up, or you guys have anything more to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah,
I am.
You're good.
All right, so for the mailbag, Ethan, Tony, and Al, I have been your host. What is that thing at Taco Bell?
E. coli.
For E. coli, this has been your Try Games.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Big girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back.